Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, look, now this morning we're going to Slane in County Meath and to Alex Cunningham Mancharles, the son of Sir Henry Mancharles, who has just launched a winter show there called The Enchanted Kingdom. And his young daughter, Lara, inspired him to set it up, and some of the proceeds will be going to the charity Special Hands. Alex, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Look, first of all, you've set up an enchanted kingdom in the grounds of Slane Castle. So what will visitors encounter when they arrive?
It's a wonderful, awe-inspiring kind of, there's magic has descended on the castle grounds. We've got strange creatures of fire and ice roaming in the ground, brilliant sound effects. We've got a very exciting water feature that hasn't been done in Ireland before. It's a wonderful surprise for the senses. And what's lovely is you're getting outside, it's getting cooler now, and it's lovely to get out in the brisk air and just let your eyes and ears have a feast for the senses.
Oh, it sounds fab. Now, I don't want to put pressure on you, but of course, Alex, some of these winter shows, they've been a bit controversial in the past, a bit disappointing, I suppose. So what research did you do to avoid that, to make sure it's going to be special?
Well, we looked at some of these kind of experiential light trails, both in Ireland, but also in other places like the UK. Looking at the ones, for example, Stourhead in the UK, which do a wonderful one there, that we visited a couple of times as a family. And we've had to put, quite a lot of infrastructure in over the years, pathways, et cetera, due to the gigs. And so it was lovely to be able to use these for something else, to create a wonderful kind of walkway through the grounds. And we have amazing woodland here, and they can be dark and scary places in the winter. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to flip on its head and make them magical instead.
Now, tell me about your beautiful eldest daughter, Lara, Alex. And she inspired, I suppose, the sensory side of this enchanted kingdom, didn't she?
Yeah. So Lara has something called Rett syndrome, a mild variant of it. So she is able to walk and talk a little bit. But one of the things she really enjoys is getting outside for walks. And it was lovely being able to take her around this trail and watch her eyes widen as all of these, there might be talking trees and magical creatures in the woods, and just watching her giggle at that and, laugh and kind of spin around. So it's designed to be friendly the whole trail is totally wheelchair accessible. It's a nice way for people with special needs to be able to enjoy it as well as anyone else. But the organization that we partnered with is Special Hands. They're a local set up here in Meath, and they basically provide support and activities and a bit of respite for kids and families who might have special needs. And it's all volunteer led, and Lara's availed of that now for a few years, and they're doing wonderful work locally.
Oh, which is great that you're engaged with them. And, Rett syndrome, it's rare enough, Alex, isn't it? I mean, I think, Lara, is she about 15 now, Alex? Would that be right?
Yeah, she's turning sweet 16 in January, which is hard to believe. But yes, it is rare, and it's quite difficult to diagnose because it almost exclusively affects young girls. And it's tough to, I guess, diagnose because they develop relatively normal. There might be a little bit of developmental delay, but it's only at about 18 months to 2 years that they then unfortunately start to have a series of regressions in the form of seizures, and that's when things go backwards. So Lara was, a chatty little thing initially and was able to speak full sentences, and then unfortunately lost the ability to be able to do that. And it took us a long time, probably because she was the milder variant, for it to get diagnosed. And so we ended up doing a Facebook appeal, and that led us to the International Gene Clinic in London. That's how we were able to finally get a diagnosis. But statistically, there would be families in Ireland that would have daughters with Rett, and they wouldn't be aware of what that is. So we're just rettsyndrome.ie, and then just look up Google Rett syndrome, and you can find out a lot of information online.
So interesting. Now, you have two boys also. They're younger, I think. They're really good to their sister, aren't they?
They are. You know, they've had to obviously grow up with that. And I think that has hopefully meant that they are more understanding of other, you know, cases of special needs. I would have to say that I love living in Ireland, because I think as a nation, we have huge empathy for this. And it's always nice when we travel with Laura, when you come back home. I always notice from the moment, you know, you get into the airport or land back in the country, I think people are very good here at having empathy and support and understanding for special needs. I guess that, you know, the state could always be doing a bit more to help. You know, in when resources are challenging, but in thing, you know, respite, particularly once they exit the school system, we can be doing better there for sure.
Defo. Now, your dad, Henry, of course, he's been amazing with your castle. You host weddings, you have other business interests on the go. But is it hard, Alex, to maintain the castle, I suppose, to keep the businesses going? The gigs are obviously incredibly successful. You had Harry Styles. But are you always thinking of maybe the next project?
We are. We have to continue evolving. The family motto is over fork over, and that to me is based around the fact that we always have to keep, you know, turning over new ground and evolving and adapting the business. It is a challenge. You know, it's our home. We're very lucky to live here, but the upkeep of not just the building, but the kind of wider estate, you know, it's not easy to keep it going. That's why Dad did his innovation, you know, with Mum. Back, the big one was doing the concert starting in 81, and the Enchanted Kingdom that we're doing now, which is just another way to use the grounds, particularly at a quiet time of year over winter. And one of the things that's very important to the future of this place is that we can find ways to continue to share it, because that's very important for the future of a historic estate. And Enchanted Kingdom allows people to come in and soak up some of the wonder at a time of year where they wouldn't normally get the chance to do that. And this place has always been a little bit about magic, whether that's the magic of watching Harry Styles at your very first concert, and it was lovely speaking to people, and it was their first live music experience. And now we're just presenting magic in a different way over winter. So yeah, you've got to keep adapting.
And will it be, how much will it cost to go there to this wonderful enchanted place?
So all of the ticketing information and everything else, just go to enchantedkingdom.ie. It's just over €20 for an adult, and the experience takes in and around an hour to do. And then obviously there's different pricing for families and everything else, but enchantedkingdom.ie is where you get all the info.
And any word on next summer, Alex? Will we see something like the Harry Styles gigs again in Slane?
I hope so. The door is definitely open. We haven't nailed a show definitely for next year. 26 is looking pretty strong, but Dad is pretty good at pulling rabbits out of hats. So you never know. But we'd certainly like to see, you know, the big gigs return. We'd love to have one every year, but it doesn't always work out that way, because the right artist may not be on tour at the right time. But fingers crossed, you know, we're certainly, live music will continue to be a really important part of what we do here.
And before I let you go, Alex, can I ask you about your dad, Henry? I've been lucky to chat to him on this show a number of times. How is his health at the moment? I know he has been and had been battling with lung cancer.
Well, thank you for asking. He is actually in St. James's at the moment. So he's been in and out quite a bit lately. But Dad is a very strong spirit. And thankfully, the cancer isn't active at the moment, but he's just dealing with some complications associated, you know, with a suppressed immune system. But the staff in St. James's have just always continued to be wonderful, and his oncology team. He's been in hospital quite a bit lately, but we're hoping he'll be back home soon. And he is a tough cat with a positive attitude, and you know, that counts for a lot.
Oh, look, we all send our best wishes to your dad, Henry, in St. James's. He couldn't be in a better place, but he's a great guy. And listen, you as well. First of all, RhettSyndrome.ie is the website you mentioned earlier for anyone who wants further information. And the Enchanted Kingdom is going to run at Slane Castle from Thursdays to Sundays until the end of December. Tickets on EnchantedKingdom.ie. And all our listeners can find out about your charity that you're associated with there, specialhandsgroup.com. Alex, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you very much, Miriam, and congratulations on your recent honorary doctorate as well.
Okay, thanks so much, Alex. We'll take
thanks.
A break.
All
thank
the
you.
Best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.